Welcome back to the Don't forget to breathe podcast.
Turn up.
.org /. That's not our website.
Solishade.
Yeah.
.com.
We're supposed to say it at the end. So this is Anthony.
And this is Sade.
Hence
Solishade. And not Anthony.
I mean, a recap from last week. We talk about how we don't take risks and stuff like that. And we had an epiphany today that part of the reason, like, we're watching Shark Tank, and part of the reason why, it's just like sometimes why you don't find inspiration doing things or inspiration to.
That was yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We watched it.
Or ideas to try, you know, just ideas or inspiration in life is because if you aren't putting yourself in a position where you are challenged, then you're not going to be creative. Like,
right.
You know, if you don't, because a lot of times you're watching Shark Tank and it's like, oh, they've made a product because blah, blah, blah. They found the problem. But if you're sitting around, you don't even do anything. All of your problems are mostly solved other than just like paying bills. But all the rest of your, nothing's hard. Yeah. Nothing's been challenging because you do the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to come up with an idea because you've already solved all of your issues.
Right.
And that's why, we're talking about how, like, that's why people with kids, new babies and stuff like that, always come up, always want to invent something because they have a new problem that they can't just solve with money or whatever. It's like they've got to figure something. They're challenged for the first time in a long time on that creative level, probably, to come up with something.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
In my job, like, if I didn't, I'm challenged all the time and it's forcing me to grow. But if I didn't, yeah, your creativity stagnates because,
I mean, yeah, and you know that because you're an artist yourself, so you're, you know, you need some kind of inspiration from somewhere or pull some kind of excitement from somewhere, you know,
it comes from going through stuff, and it's not always a bad
thing. Can't just get your inspiration from Instagram, people.
Oh, well, yeah,
you're gonna be a depressed person if you do that.
Well, you have to go through stuff, good stuff and bad stuff, to get ideas. I mean, just think about music. Like, you know, somebody's not going through something right now.
That's why they say, talk about Adele, like, going through breakup. The white girl, Taylor Swift and all them. Mary J. Blige. Yeah. They only like they need to keep breaking up with their boyfriend so they can make good music. Like, don't ever be happy.
And it doesn't always have to be a negative thing. If you just find a way to challenge yourself or challenge what you're doing. I mean, that's why some people, they get enough money or popularity to a point where they kind of eliminate all of their financial problems.
Yeah.
So they go and do something. They go do something to challenge themselves.
Yeah. No, I was watching The Real with, there was this, like, Olympic ice skater on there, and he was like mentioning how a lot of athletes don't talk about, like, what they do after they retire, because they usually retire at an early age, you know, because you can't be an athlete for, you know, a long period of time because your body's going to break down, whatever. Yeah. But they don't talk about what they're going to do after they retire, because it's kind of like, I already found my passion and what I'm going to do, and then when it's over, it's like,
you know
what am I doing now? Like, you know, so he's like, you know, usually people go through depression and stuff, and so, yeah, it's like you always got to find some new inspiration for things. So that's important. So let me get to the would you rather. Okay, so would you rather, this is, I guess, relevant. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people? This is relevant because we're introverts. So it's like, what would you rather do? You know, like, what would you rather do?
Because
I'd be scared if I was by myself. Like, would I go through, like, some kind of, like, hallucination? You know, you start going crazy if you don't have, like, social interaction as a human.
I guess,
would that happen after a while? Have you watched Castaway? I guess you can make a, what was his ball's name? Soccer ball? Herbert? Wait, Hoover? Wait, what was his name?
Wilson.
Wilson, yes. I was close. Herbert Wilson, yes. Okay, go ahead.
I'd be able to answer questions. That's for sure. I feel like I have more questions. Like, I mean, are you, like, alone? Like, alone in relationships? Or are you truly alone?
Alone.
In the world.
In the world.
No, I don't think you want that. I would rather deal with annoying people. Because, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not...
I would, too.
It's not natural to... We're social...
Right. We're social creatures. We can't crave that. Even though it is annoying people, it's like, but you can maybe have interesting conversations with annoying people too. It probably, yeah. And plus, we deal with annoying people every day now. So it's kind of like, I'd rather deal with what I'm dealing with now versus like everybody be gone in my life. Like, you know, that's a drastic change.
You can find a way to make yourself be alone. I mean, even if everybody's annoying to you, you can find a way to get away from people.
Hey, we're going through it now, so.
What? Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, I'm confused.
It was a joke, like a couple joke, like, you're annoying, so we're going through it
now. Oh, I thought you were saying that you were, I thought you were saying you were annoying.
I am done with you. I'm done with you today. I'm done with Anthony, y'all. He can go
be alone for the rest of my life.
Suck ASS. Anyway, what is our
oh my goodness.
I didn't say it. What is our topic?
Who can't spell? Are you this podcast for kids and they don't know how to spell or something like that?
Hey, at least I'm not being like written Link on Good Mythical Morning.
Oh my goodness.
And making all these sexual references.
Yeah, I would never do that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be alone. It's not natural. Like, you've seen how solitary. It's just not natural. You need something to stimulate. I mean, and it can't just be animals and stuff like that. We crave other humans. So, I mean, yeah, if you're around annoying people, maybe there's varying levels of annoying they are. Like, you know. What do you want, dog?
Yeah, there are levels of annoyingness.
Yeah. And maybe you can go in your house or a room and just get away from people sometimes. I mean, that's...
I would say that's allowed in that, like, would you rather? Yeah, like, maybe they're in the same house as you, but they don't always have to be standing right beside you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah. I'll go in another room for a second.
A lot of questions on these would you rather. There's a lot of unanswered...
Yeah, no, we got to start doing some, like, facts or something. Like, looking up some facts. Like, doing... Remember, we said we were going to do that, too, like, at the beginning? Like, some facts. Like, cool facts. Like, so we'll do that next time.
That's a spoiler alert.
Okay. Well, nobody listening yet.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they... And if you are, thank you.
And they don't feel seen because you just said no existing.
Hey, we're always in our creative process here. We're always thinking. Minds are always... evolving and revolving and things like that. Evolving.
So this week... anyway. So this week we're talking about how we are going to be kind of trying to sometimes...
Really? Are you really doing this right now?
Like, sort of.
Are you really vegetarian? Doing this?
What?
For health purposes.
No, I'm just saying, because, I mean, it's true. We are sort of, kind of, we're...
Should we explain to the people?
Well, which what
just
part? Happened?
Like, with the video we just
That's
watched?
That's not
or is
why
that
we
too,
decided.
Too... No, I'm just saying, like, okay, we're not going to get into that now.
No, because it had nothing to do with us deciding to want to try to be vegetarian.
I know. I just wanted to...
Look, animals get treated badly in factories. Okay. The end.
Yeah.
I mean, as we could treat it as well as you would think. I mean, we already knew that. I mean, I don't know. I'd seen this stuff before, but that's not why we decided.
Yeah.
We were talking about being, what was your reason for wanting to try to...
I mean, we've done it before. We've done it before, and I don't really remember how we felt doing it, because, like you said, we stopped because we were always hungry, and we didn't have, like, a lot of recipes, like, to try. But now, I think we, you know, having YouTube and stuff at our hands, like, we can look at... We already found a couple of specific people that we like how they cook.
To be fair, YouTube did exist then.
No, I know that. I'm just saying we found, like I said, found specific people where we're like, oh, we like the way they cook.
We put a little more effort into trying to find...
Yeah. And then also, I would say... I'm not going to bring him up again. I'm not going to do it.
There's other people that do that.
But somebody that was a social influencer, fitness person that we follow, He went vegan or whatever, and he said he feels, he's like vegan 90% of the time, and he like just feels a lot of mental clarity. He's like running a lot further, like, you know, he wasn't running, I think he never ran more than 5 miles, and then he started running up to 7 miles now. Yeah. So he's like finding his endurance is going up and everything is just like improving. So I'm like, ooh, maybe I should try that. It just kind of sparked this thing, like where I was like, maybe we should try that. But we kind of want to start off slow and start off vegetarian or pescatarian, as a yeah, because I still want to eat some tuna and eggs and stuff.
And to be fair,
and salmon. So it's like, let's start pescatarian, then go vegetarian, and then go vegan.
To be fair, steps. The first documented people doing the vegan challenge were in the Bible.
because you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
The story with David.
So they were influencers before whoever you're talking about.
Well, I didn't know that story until you told me today. I didn't know that.
No, I don't know. I was just messing with you.
Yeah. But I just want to see if maybe, like, you know, like maybe some of the depression I feel around this time of year, or like the anxiety and stuff that I suffer from, like maybe it can clear those things up a little bit, improve it a little bit. And maybe we can do better in the gym. Like, you know, like improve our endurance, like maybe not feel so sluggish all the time. Cause you already know I go through like periods of like where I'm like, that's why I always buy energy drinks on the weekends and stuff. It's like, why do I need energy drinks for the weekend? Because I constantly feel sluggish now. So it's like something I'm intaking is causing that, right?
Coffee.
What do you mean coffee is causing? Well,
if you drink too much caffeine, you'll...
I don't drink but one cup every day.
Yeah, but if you drink one cup,
Today I drink a little because we're doing this podcast, so I have a little bit of cold brew.
If you drink one cup every day, then your body's going to get used to it eventually. Is what I mean.
But it could also be the food, because you know I'm sensitive to preservatives. I'm sensitive to packaged stuff. So, and I've been eating some of that lately.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Something I'm eating, like sensitive, like sodium or something. You know, I just want to see, you know, and that's why I started juicing again too. Like I'm, you know, juicing and stuff to see, like, you know, to give myself a little bit of a boost, like to begin this pescatarian journey, like, you know.
Oh, that was bad. I'm not saying that it couldn't be that. I'm just saying, like, the sluggish every day, it can also come from if you drink a lot of coffee or you're always in taking caffeine, and we do that. We don't think of ourselves as like heavy coffee drinkers. We don't drink like 3 cups of coffee to get the day going. But if you think about it, we drink enough that it will create a dependency. And so on the weekend, if you don't have it, then it's like, I mean,
on the weekends I still have it though.
Well, that's what I mean.
Still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, and also, I mean, like you're saying, like what you eat, I mean, what you're eating for a cheat meal or something like that, or whatever, cake or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, because on Fridays nights we usually eat our cheat meals and it's like, it's not good. Like I eat a lot of sweets. I'm like sweets focused. Yeah. So it's like a lot of sugar. And
that will make you crash, especially if you're not used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Why do you want to do it? Like, is there anything specifically that you want to see, like, improve? Or?
I mean, I don't care about the animals, so...
Oh, my God. Lord. He's joking, everyone.
I care about animals. That's not my reason for whatever. I mean, I grew up vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I was a vegan. I grew up vegetarian. My mom is vegan now. I mean, it's not like a new like concept not eating meat. That's not a new concept. It's like, oh, okay. My main thing with it is like I don't want to be hungry. So I just want to make sure I have enough foods and have the right things that I'm so that I can function and feel full. And because otherwise, if you're hungry after you eat your whatever meal,
you're gonna be snacking and eating some foods that
and
aren't
it's
very
like you
good.
You might as
well
just eat some meat.
Yeah,
you know, just eat something so at least you're not eating whatever processed junk you find in the break room. But for me, I think it's a thing where it's like, okay, if I did do this, would it get me closer to my goal? Like, would it do that? And also, I think I would probably feel better, especially as we get older and stuff like that.
Did you feel better when you weren't, when you were a vegetarian growing up? Do you remember feeling any type of like?
There's too many more factors to go into that. Because
you were younger and stuff.
Yeah, I was younger, so I mean, and I didn't know the difference.
Okay,
so I went from eating that to being in college and just eating junk. I mean, you know, it's like when you're that age, who knows?
You're not really thinking.
I'm not
like,
thinking about it in any form or way. I didn't have like health problems or things like that, or like a weight problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't. It didn't even come to mind that like, oh, I'm eating better. I mean, now, I mean, maybe. I mean, you know, just kind of like when we were drinking a gallon of water a day, it was like, okay, obviously my skin looks better and things like that.
I'm still trying to do that.
I don't try as hard anymore. I mean, I know sometimes I'm aware that I don't drink enough in the water in a day, but I don't try. Yeah. I don't try to.
I think as long as you're aware and you're sipping it throughout the day, you're fine. You don't have to necessarily chug like, you know, like I have to hit this gallon.
A gallon is more than I think it's more than you actually need in a day.
Well, yeah, I think that's more so for people who work out, like, probably for 2 hours in the gym every day. Then maybe drink a gallon, because you're sweating a lot.
If you're sweating that much, yeah. I would say a good amount for a day for me.
Or runners and stuff like that.
And it's not scientific-based, but, like, maybe, like, a half gallon in a quart. I mean, what?
Huh? What? What measurements are we?
I'm trying to say...
Huh? What is wrong with you?
Maybe 3/4 of a gallon. I think that makes more sense. Okay. I was trying to say, I was going to say a gallon and a half, but I was like, but it's a half gallon. So what's a half gallon plus another half of a half
gallon? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, we need to go vegan ASAP because your brain.
That would not help.
Feeling that brain fog.
No, I mean, if it's like half a gallon, then what's the next, you know...
Google? Alexa?
No.
What is three...
No, it's 3/4 of a gallon. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
I would say that's probably a good amount, a goal amount for me or whatever, versus a... Or at least half a gallon a day.
Yeah. But we're back to vegetarian.
Oh.
Like,
but yeah, I think... I like the idea, like, okay, maybe if I was... eating that way, then maybe that would actually get me closer to where I would want to be. And just
like in the gym
as,
goals, like
as far
more
as
so
like
games
peak,
and
like fitness
performance
or whatever.
Period, like,
well, not just performance, but the way I look and everything.
Oh, okay.
Like, would that get me to where I am? Because it's always a thing where it's like, I get close, and then it's like, you know, something I'm eating or whatever. It's just not.
Or you have
right.
a bad weekend and it turns into a bad week. And then...
I mean, so there's that aspect, and then there's, you know, for me. I like the creative challenge of, can I make a meat substitute at home? I mean, because I know you can buy all this stuff, but can I make one that's good?
Oh, yeah, because we wanted to try making our own black bean burgers this week.
Yeah.
I mean,
or
we may not need
the,
to this week because we have enough food.
Recipe for, like, the Beyond the Beef burgers.
Beyond
or
the Beef?
Beyond, isn't it?
Beyond Beef, yeah. I think it's, or Beyond Meat, something like that. Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, I want to figure out. I like the idea of the challenge. I mean, just me being creative.
Well,
I
you like
the,
being creative. Yeah,
yeah.
See, that excites you.
I like that
honestly,
challenge.
That kind of excites me too. That creative part of my brain. I like watching what was his name? Avant-garde vegan or something is his name on YouTube. But like just seeing how creative he get. Like he put pieces of dark chocolate in his bean chili to make it more like creamy and smooth, which is like we've never seen anything done like that before. It was kind of cool. It was like, whoa, I never thought of putting chocolate, you know, in a, you know, a stew or whatever, but it looked good.
I tried
a recipe last night from him. It was like a pineapple dessert. Like I broiled a pineapple in the oven and put like cinnamon, cayenne pepper, and a little bit of coconut sugar on top with whipped cream on the side and coconut flakes on it. It was pretty good though.
Yeah.
I liked it. Still have some left by the way, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean he makes it look good.
But it's just
I like
the
idea
creativity.
Of like, I mean, and then you get to eat all these, try all these different types of vegetables and things like that that you would never
even
regular,
because
you know,
like,
recently we've been eating this like, all right, broccoli and whatever.
Oh my god, it's so boring.
It gets
it's not colorful. It's it's just like this again.
And we go to the farmer's market and you just look around. It's just like all of this stuff. And it's like I just some of it's like I don't know what to do with that. It was from some other country or something like that. But I would love to know how to use these things because I think there's so many flavors and things that can come out when you're presented with that challenge. Because I always thought, like, it'd be interesting if vegetarians and vegans, like, what would it be like if they stopped trying to mimic meat and made something different entirely? Because a lot of times it's like, all right, well, we need to make something that mimics meat. So people that eat meat all the time will be like, okay, that tastes like a burger. I can eat that. I mean, that's great.
Well, a lot of times,
but what is the other side of
tradition
that?
Tradition and habit, like taking over.
But what's the other side?
A lot of times it's
of...
not healthy either, all that packaged stuff
But what's the other side of that? Instead of trying to imitate meat, like creating something that, like, no, this is the vegan thing and it has all these things. I mean, maybe.
Well,
that...
I would say that's when, like, the black bean burgers and stuff come
in. But that's still mimic a burger.
Oh, okay. So you're saying not like the...
Like, what is that next thing? Instead of trying to mimic what we are used to with meat, like, what's that thing that, like, no, this is a vegan meal that, or this is a vegetarian thing that isn't trying to mimic anything that exists already? Because a lot of times it's like, oh, well, we got, you know, vegetarian bacon,
I think it's
vegetarian
just,
chicken, blah, blah, blah.
That's just comfort, though, for people. People like to be comfortable. So it's like... Well, and a lot of vegans don't want to, and a lot of vegans probably don't want to scare people off. So it's like, let me just keep this, you know, what simple, what people already know, like, kind of ease people into
it. From a marketing standpoint, I entirely get it. Yeah. I mean, I understand that. That's just me thinking, like, what is that next?
Well, you think outside of the box. That's why you're thinking.
Yeah, that's
like
just
that.
Me
yeah.
thinking, just like, what is that next thing? Like, instead of always trying to imitate what exists.
Well,
what is
we should
that
figure
new...
it out. We should maybe. We should experiment.
But it's like one of those things, like, what could that possibly be? Like, what? I don't know what. I don't know. I don't
understand. Like a stew or soup, or it's gonna be
like, I don't,
more solid. Like...
I don't know what I'm talking about, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, like, what is that thing that's like, okay, this is something, instead of like, oh yeah, that does taste like beef, it's like, oh, that doesn't try, it's not trying to taste like beef.
Or bacon, or
yeah, it's not trying to taste like any of those. But it is good, and it's something that is, you know, vegan or vegetarian or whatever, and it's really good, and you can't match that with meat. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I know there are, you know, like, that Dr. Prager's whatever, green burger or whatever, which isn't trying to taste like beef or anything good.
I when I ate that brand, it made my stomach hurt. It wasn't that, it wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't. We have those at work. Not that flavor, but there's like a.
But,
they have a black bean one, barbecue black bean one. That's good. Mm-hmm. That thing is good.
Well, let's explain to the people, like, what are some things, some meal prep ideas that we came up with for the next week.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah,
you know.
So we
they have some ideas.
Meal prep for this week, and it's vegetarian. I think I call it vegan because I don't feel like doing that.
We're not vegan yet. We're not. Yeah, we're not doing that.
And I don't
feel we're easing into it. People.
You know, people
That's
are
what...
very serious about this. Like, well, you used blah blah blah. You used honey, so clearly I don't care about that. I love bee vomit. It's nutritional, huh?
All right. So for our recipe,
it's good for you.
I know.
I'm not being ashamed of it.
So we made, we actually found one recipe, or was it more than one? I know one of the recipes we at least found from that avant-garde vegan guy on YouTube, but it was a tofu scramble meal.
Yeah.
So we basically broke up a block of tofu into like an egg-like, scrambled egg-like texture, and put it in with some red potatoes and red pepper, parsley, onion, a little bit of jalapeno. You know, stuff like that. So you got your carb, your veggies, and your protein, you know, your tofu, whatever. Did you try that? You already tried that, right? How was it?
Yeah, I had it on the waffle, which was weird. I was being weird, but I put it on the waffle.
How was that? Was it good?
It was
Did
weird.
It taste? Like...
It, no, it tasted fine. It was weird on the waffle, though.
Well...
So don't eat that on a pumpkin waffle. Look,
people are gonna think you're so weird.
So
and what? You're not that weird. Why are you making yourself out to be more weird than you are?
Look,
anyway.
I'm being creative. I didn't say it was good. I'm just trying new things. I put red pepper in my oatmeal. I like to try new things.
And sriracha almonds in your oatmeal. That's,
and if it works, good. If it doesn't, okay.
I guess you'll be the person who finds out or who invents whatever's next, like what you were talking about in vegan foods. You could be that person. Like,
be the George Washington Carver.
Vegan thingamabob.
I don't know. But yeah, okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's what I ate. It was weird. I was just trying to do something different.
Yeah.
Just trying to, whatever. It didn't work. I won't do that again, but whatever. I ate it. But, it was fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I know some of these we're going to have to, yeah. I mean, some of these things we're going to refine
the texture, the taste,
and everything in the process for cooking them. Because I think that was, I mean, I'd say one thing today. I was stressed out because we're doing new stuff. So it's like understanding. Because we had a whole process down how we made or, you know, like fix some of the meat and do this and blah, blah, blah. And it was like a whole process for meal prepping. So it made it not stressful for us because we knew what we were doing and we already had it down. And this was a new thing. So I was kind of stressed about it.
He was freaking out.
Sade was like not being helpful.
I said, let's start. You were, and get up and do, and I did it.
You were not emotionally helpful.
Oh, when I was my God. Stressed. I was like, let me shut up and just get up and start, and then maybe he'll follow me and do the same. And you did, which is, I congratulate you. Thank you for shutting up and just doing it.
What? At first.
This is what we say about the gym. Just shut up and do it. Don't even think, don't think into it. Just do it, you know?
We say that about you the gym?
I have mentioned that on the podcast that I learned that basically that and when I think about things too much, like, oh, I can't squat, I'm going to drop the weight, I'm going to, I don't feel like going to the gym, let's not go today. You're never going to get anything done.
Yeah. I know for me.
Now, people, I've been squatting for the past 2 weeks, by the way, and I'm perfecting my form and everything, and I'm getting more comfortable over there at the squat rack. So
yay
for me. I'm so happy about that.
I know for me, I mean, today, it was just, I got caught up. I mean, we both are like that. We think very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Way too hard. But I got caught up in the process. And I mean, it's like later in the day when I was telling him, I have to do this and I have to do this. And I mean, or initially, I was asking you about, like, just what was going on today. Because I get stressed out when I feel like I have too many things on my plate and I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know what's the priority or what the...
Sometimes you do that to yourself, though. I will agree. I'll admit that because you didn't have to do that photo shoot
you'll
today
admit,
and all that.
You'll admit that
for I'll me. I'll admit it, yes.
For me?
Uh-huh.
I didn't have to go make some money today? Look.
That's why... I mean, I'm not complaining about
house,
it.
Baby
just...
needs some shoes.
Yeah, because we got Tom's 10 babies
getting,
Tom up in
is
here.
Getting hard. Yep. Guess what I'm going to do?
Hustle hard.
Yeah.
Yes, I know, but
closed mouths don't get fed on the boulevard. This is, you know, look, they like health too. Asa does like health.
No,
so
I know. I like Asa.
It's relevant.
Yeah.
No, but so I get stressed out by the process of things when I don't fully understand what, especially when I've been in the habit of doing a thing a certain way. And it's like all these new things. Sometimes I feel like a little lost. Like,
yeah,
how do I start?
Yeah, but for you to be so like logical, you know that thinking about it too hard and freaking out, it's not gonna get you anywhere. So sometimes you're very logical and you know, you're like, I'm not gonna do this because it's not gonna get me anywhere. But with that this morning, you're freaking out about everything. Like,
well, it's
just like,
it's
why
usually
is he doing
when,
that
when it involves other people, because I want to be, you know, it's like I want to include other people in it. I mean, if it was just me and I'm just like, okay, this, then I don't have to think about it very hard because it's just me. But I'm gonna thinking about other people, that's when I get stressed out, because it's like, okay, I don't know what they're planning or their thoughts. Like when we were talking about when we're going to work out, that's when I get confused because I don't know all the information.
And we just ended up working out here at the house.
Yeah.
Like, not even, it's like, okay, let's just not even think about it.
Yeah.
And
it was fine. Yeah. It was fine because we were talking about doing it before we recorded. We wouldn't have done it.
No, we wouldn't have.
But yeah, that's what we're talking about. But that's what I mean. Do you understand that? Because it's not like somebody being like a burden to me or something like that. It's just when I have to think about other people and when I'm trying to organize all these things I have to do, it stresses me out because I don't know what their intentions are or their goals or.
But
I mean,
it ended up working out, right? Like what?
No, it did.
Like,
okay. No, it did.
We,
I just
we
wanted...
got done meal prepping in what was it like? In maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it didn't take longer than an hour and a half. I know.
Yeah.
So it was good. Good timing, even with the new recipes. So
I just wanted to know what you were doing today.
Okay. Okay, what are our closing thoughts on this, though? Like,
I thought, we didn't talk about what else we made.
Oh, yeah.
Because you wanted to talk about your
complaining.
You wanted to talk about your anxiety and stresses of the day. So, anyway.
Yeah, but the other meal is like another tofu meal that we make. It's like more of an Indian-based flavor.
Tofu curry, yeah. And we've been making that for a while.
Yeah, which it's still good, so we're going to continue making it.
We did try pressing the tofu a little bit different, like...
To get the moisture out of it, yeah.
And we marinated it too. Mm-hmm. So we'll let you know how it tastes. But we use curry paste and add vegetables and blah blah blah. Tofu's so easy to cook. That's the benefit of some of that stuff. It's like you don't really have to cook it because it's like it's a plant.
Yeah, that's true.
You can eat it.
You
as
just
any...
want to make sure the flavor is bomb. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's like, more, most important. You don't have to worry about like salmonella.
Yeah. E. coli and all that.
Maybe a little E. coli, but probably salmonella.
But we also made a bean meal with bean. Basically, it's almost like
a chipotle
meal. Yeah, the chipotle chicken bowl. Well, without the chicken, of course, but
yeah,
like a vegetarian version of that.
Yeah.
So there's like avocado, tomatoes, red pepper, beans, and rice, basically
beans, all in one.
Yeah, so, and then what are the other... Oh, salmon. So, because we're still going to try to do, you know, a little bit of fish in our diet or whatever. Yeah. For a little bit of fish oil, you know. Good for the heart. And the more you eat, the more you... Oh, that's beans.
Also, cheap protein. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So, we made that one, yeah. And then, what was the last thing we made?
The
turkey. It was like a Gardein turkey.
It was... we found it at Sprouts. It was in the frozen section.
Vegetarian turkey... breast cutlet stuff.
Yeah, and it came with like a little packet of gravy, vegetarian like gravy or whatever, so we'll let you know how that is. We've never tried it, but I mean, we put it in the oven to kind of get it crispy, so I'm sure it'll be good.
I mean, I tasted like a little piece. It was really good. But the goal is, that's this coming week, the goal is in the future, we still gotta figure out something to eat it. Well, we have some leftovers, but we need to make something to eat it for dinner. But the goal is to in the future try to make some of our own like meat substitutes, so we don't have to always buy them.
Because they can get expensive.
And then they are
so overpriced. They're getting vegans and vegetarians for their money, for real.
I think the price will start to go down now that I mean you got like that kind of stuff at like
the fad.
I told you, like they have that at freaking Dunkin' Donuts. You can get a vegan meat.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I think the prices the price is gonna start going down a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and there are always vegetables, and there are always going to be legumes and other things you can buy that are going to stay cheap. Because beans
kinds of
plants. All kinds of plants. All kinds. So that's all for today. So that's all for today. Anything else that you want to add, or?
And so that's why we're sort of being kind of vegetarian, plant-based with a little bit of fish. Basically, it's pescatarian. We're trying, we're starting out with something. Just like anything, even with the gym that we talk about, we're trying to start somewhere so that we can finish somewhere. That's what you like that quote.
Boop.
Yeah.
Boop. That
sounds like it's not deep.
Yeah, but
and it's
really
not, but it could be if I explain it more.
Yeah, and you're not going to, because we're out of time.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Well, we're what are podcasts on? What platforms?
Because we got to go eat the last of our meat.
Why'd you say it like that? I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you today.
Look,
oh my God.
We did not. Our platform is about being honest and transparent.
We have this packet of ground chicken left from last week that we have to eat before tomorrow, before we officially turn pescatarian. So we have to meatballs
out of them. They're good. Yeah. Ground turkey. I mean, it's ground chicken, and I put a little bit of turkey pepperoni in there because we had that too.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It was good. You tried it. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. I'm just talking about the whole vegetarian. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to start tomorrow, people.
We're being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, a lot of vegans and vegetarians, they probably wouldn't wouldn't say that. Come out with that. Like, I had to eat the rest of all my meat in the fridge before. Everybody wasting money like that.
I'm not taking on a label until I've done it. Oh, well, I know.
I'm just saying other people.
If I'm still doing it and I'm on it like that, like a month or two later, then I'll call myself that. But I'm not that right now.
I wouldn't even say a month or two later I would call
myself that. Next week we're going to be eating meat at Thanksgiving. We're in the process. And it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. We're still going to be alive.
I mean, hopefully.
Damn, way to get the mood down. Tell us some hopefully. We're going to be alive, people.
Well, we're not going to die from food.
That's what I meant.
Hopefully.
You know what? I'm all right, people. I'm out. What you got to say?
What do you want me to do? I just want to leave that in there. I don't want to be sued later for lying.
It's allegedly.
Yeah.
You got to put those allegedly.
It's a very good chance we won't die from something we eat in the next week or two.
Yeah. The chances of that are very low. Like, so.
In theory, yes.
Yes.
Anywho, thanks for listening. We're on Spotify. Unless you're listening on Spotify and you already know that. We're on iTunes. Unless you're... I'm just kidding. I won't do that. Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, TuneOut.
TuneOut.
Stitcher.
Solely Shade.
Yeah, SolelySade.com. DF2BPod on the social media. But thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.